Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue our theme this week, reflecting on some of the titles of Jesus. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net if you're interested in the programs you maybe missed this week, focusing on Jesus as bridegroom, king, and judge. And in particular, we took some time during the week to just reflect on the life of John the Baptist and his particular role as the friend of the bridegroom and as the forerunner of the message of Jesus and his unique role. And there's much to learn from John's life and the outworkings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We're meant to be sharing in some of the same graces that John had in his life. We are also our friends of the bridegroom. We're also forerunners of his preparing people for the coming of the Lord in their own personal life if they don't yet know him, but also his ultimate return and his second coming. And we're meant to be a people that are alive to God's plan and purpose like John was. It's part of the prophetic role of who we are. You know, everyone baptized into Christ and confirmed is a share in the priesthood, priest, prophet, and king. We offer worship to God. We're not ordained priests. The ordained priests and bishops are a unique institutional expression of the priesthood of Jesus, but we are all sharing in his priesthood as we offer praise to the Father. Priest, prophets who proclaim the truth of God, what has been revealed by God to a world that doesn't yet know it, hasn't heard it, not ready for it. And kings, we share in the authority of God. We have responsibilities, our marriages, our families, and raising our kids. And different people have different authority in the church and the body of Messiah here on earth, you could say. And each one of us are sharing in those dimensions of who Jesus is, exercising the gifts that belong to Jesus, that given to us in baptism and confirmation. And those gifts and those responsibilities flow from us with greater intensity and, I think, in consistency and depth when we come to terms with understanding and knowing who Jesus is, who he knows himself to be, who God the Father has revealed his beloved Son to us, what the Father has revealed to us, what he wanted to understand, wanted us to understand as he gave his Son to us. Out of love, he sent forth his Son, the word that the Father speaks to us. And first, it's the love between the Father and the Son that is spoken. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and that the love the Father has for the Son and the Son has for the Father will be revealed in the life of Jesus before the apostles and those who knew him. Beautifully articulated in particular in John's gospel in the Last Supper discourse, the depth of the Father's love for the Son for the Father, and the mystery of what Jesus speaks about there, that the Father's plan and desire, and Jesus is praying for it, that as they were in each other, that they would be in us and we would be in them. This unity, that's the analogy that we talked about. He's a bridegroom king. God is preparing a bride. God's after removing everything that separates us from a total union with the Father and the Son, made possible by the working of the Holy Spirit, which we've already received. And it's easy to fall asleep on the Holy Spirit. That is, kind of forget that those who are baptized into Christ are temples of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of God. And we can walk around clueless for years, even people can be clueless about a reality that's been given to them and the grace. But if we're awake to it, if our minds are animated and we're full of the knowledge of God that flows from the full embrace of the Holy Spirit and understanding, for example, that God's word is animated by the Spirit and God wants to speak to us, and the Spirit that's in us is the Spirit that's authored the word of God, and the Holy Spirit wants to make that word come alive in us, transform us, renew our minds. It's the Holy Spirit that makes present the sacramental life of the church. It's the Holy Spirit that makes it possible for the body and blood of Jesus, the water and the wine, the bread and wine, to become the body and blood of Jesus. It's a working of the Holy Spirit. And we're called to walk by the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to be animated by the Holy Spirit. and to live with the awareness, waking up every day, even the mornings we're tired and exhausted or we're battling sicknesses of various kinds, disease and disappointments in the world, but to wake up every day, understanding the dignity of what's happened to us, the dignity of our lives, the meaning of our lives, that circumstances just can't take away. Something so profound and total is unfolding in us. But literally, we can just be asleep and not pay attention to it. And then the faith gets reduced to a kind of a legal, it's a moral system, and we're walking scales. Well, I did enough good to outdo the bad and all the weird stuff that can happen. And we miss the relationship completely. And the gift we're being offered of being able to exercise our freedom, a freedom that was fallen and often enslaved to sin, coming into a new life, and our yes and participation in the offering that's been given to us, our yes to Jesus, even in the midst of our falling and failing and repentance and the grace of the sacraments and the rest, friends, something beautiful is being worked out in your life. Something beautiful that's so beautiful beyond our wildest imagining about ourselves will come about if we're alive to the presence of God in us and the outworking of all that Jesus did for us. It's so easy to target all the other goals we have in our life on earth. I want to be a CEO. I want to be an all-star. I want to be a doctor. I want to be this, that, and the other thing. And those things are all fine. They're all good. It's part of the outflowing of God's plan for our lives too, individually. And He gives us natural gifts to do various things, and that's great. But they're not ends in themselves. They're just, actually, they hardly even compare to the deeper reality of the grace that's flowing in you and hopefully through you if you're awake to God's purpose and you've given Him permission. He wants to be in you and He wants to work through you. He knocks at the door. He knocks at the door periodically. I think sometimes it happens. It's an analogy used, partly because Jesus comes from the book of Revelation. He knocks on the door of our hearts and He wants to come in. And we have to open that door again and again because I think we fall asleep. And we settle for a Christian minimalism as St. John Paul II had described it. And we're not hungry for God. We put limits on what God can do. But also, He's in us, those who've been baptized into Him and confirmed that we've been given the grace of the indwelling presence, but He also wants to go out from us. So He's also knocking at the door. He's saying, open the door. So open the door of your heart and share what's flowing in your heart with others. The love of God, the mercy of God, the words of God. Even what we want to just briefly touch on today, the title of Jesus is Judge. We talked about Bridegroom, King, and Judge, all present in the New Testament, beautifully articulated and kind of the unfolding of its meaning in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The Church teaches that Jesus Christ is the ultimate judge of all humanity, an essential aspect of His divine mission. John 5:22-27, the Father judges no one, Jesus said, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He has given Him authority to execute judgment because He's the Son of Man. It's interesting. You notice how the Father just wants to give everything to the Son. So He gives Him all of that authority. This is the way one of the ways the Father honors the Son. Also, He gives the Son a bride. A prepared bride. It's another way the Father honors the Son and expresses His love because He took on human flesh. And the Father wants in heaven, in the kingdom, people who look like Him, right? Because Jesus, from all eternity, was spirit united to the Father. But when He returned, the incarnation and the glorification of His humanity, Jesus is going to live that way in existence like that for all eternity. The Father wants to give Him glorified humans, those who said yes fully to share eternity in that unique way with the Son. Matthew 25:31-46, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The universal judgment, the apostles talk about Acts 10:42. This is Peter. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. We're supposed to know this as disciples and as those who are united to him, and we come to know who he is and the Spirit's in us. Our mission, part of our mission, is not only to preach God's mercy, God's kindness, the offer of salvation, but to help people understand. Peter knew it. He said, he commanded us to preach to the people, and to testify, that is to give testimony, that he's the one ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. Wow. And he reminds us, the apostles talk, we're going to be judged according to our works. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Here we're talking about this faith we've been given, the gift of faith, the gift of initial salvation, justification. Did we respond to that grace? And did our faith work itself out in love? It's not being saved by our works, so to speak. But Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. If you abide in me, you'll bear much fruit. And abiding is living in love with him. And living in love means walking in obedience. John 3:17-19, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The light has come into the world, but people love darkness rather than light because their works are evil. This is why there's going to be a judgment day. Some people say yes, some people say no. Some people say yes, and then they quit. Some people give an initial no, and then they say yes at another time. Jesus is pursuing, he's after souls. He's pursuing us all the days of our lives. In the second coming, Revelation 20:11-15, then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done. The Catechism reminds us in paragraph 679 and a few others, Christ is Lord of eternal life. The full right to pass definitive judgment on the works and hearts of men belongs to him as Redeemer of the world. He acquired this right by his cross. The Father has given all judgment to the Son. Yet the Son did not come to judge, but to save and to give the life he has in himself. That's what he wants. Those who refuse it, there's going to be a judgment in each case, one for heaven, one for hell. There's going to be a temporary time in purgatory for some who are not yet ready to come into the full presence of the Lord. But the particular judgment's going to be there for each and every one of us. Paragraph 1021 of the Catechism, at the moment of death, each person undergoes a particular judgment where their eternal fate, heaven, purgatory, or hell, is determined. Each man receives his eternal retribution in his immortal soul at the very moment of death in a particular judgment that refers his life to Christ. Let's be ready for it. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.